Well, controversial remarks by one of the World Health Organization's most influential advisers on COVID has sparked a new furor about the advice flowing in and out of the august body. The adviser is John Connolly, and he's told a seminar that the use of high-quality masks to protect against COVID needs to be balanced against the harms. And by harms, he meant skin conditions, including acne. As that was exploding, new international research was emerging that shows that despite months of debate, particularly about aerosol transmission of the virus, there's still inadequate protection being offered to frontline health workers globally. Emily Burke reports.
It was these comments that left many in the scientific and medical community angry and disappointed.
Anytime you look at benefits, you need to look at harms, of which there are many harms with N95. And I think to ignore them, you're at your peril. There's acne, also issues with eczema, conjunctivitis, CO2 retention. There's been decreased O2 concentrations in pregnant women. Many side effects to this.
Dr. John Connolly is chair of the Infection Prevention and Control Research and Development Expert Group for COVID-19 at the World Health Organization. And he was speaking at an online seminar on the question of, is airborne transmission an important and mitigatable aspect of the pandemic?
We absolutely know there are situational airborne settings, but to be able to say that it is the only and predominant means, I think we need better scientific evidence.
The reaction was swift.
I do think it's predominant overall, especially indoors, especially in the super spreader events.
Kim Prather is Distinguished Chair in Atmospheric Chemistry at the University of California.
When you talk about harms, I totally disagree. And I think people who've lost family members and been sick themselves and healthcare workers would disagree with you too. Because harm of acne versus death or long COVID, we've lost 133 million people that have gotten this, and nearly 3 million have died.
I was really mad. It was shockingly absurd and frightening.
Alex Hoffman is Professor of Aerosol and Bioaerosol Research at the University of Denver.
Well, over the course of this year, it's been apparent that the WHO has not treated inhalable aerosol-driven respiratory disease seriously, and certainly in COVID. And the fact that he sits as a chair of influential committees brings horror to my mind. I don't even know how to react, because it tells me that, from my perspective, the situation in the WHO seems even much worse than I could have possibly imagined.
Associate Professor Robin Schofield is an atmospheric chemist at the University of Melbourne.
The masks was worrying, but probably more worrying was actually the dismissiveness of the state of the science. For me, it showed that WHO doesn't actually have a process in place to assess the science. Unlike in climate change and under other protocols around the environment, I guess there's something in the system that's a bit broken in terms of how the WHO works compared to the World Meteorological Organization. We have all of the Met organizations working together to create our climate and weather forecasts. There isn't something equivalent that has been necessary for the whole world to work together in the health space, really.
And you would have thought that would be the WHO?
That's definitely squarely their role.
But there are still concerns about the protections being afforded to frontline workers. Research through a multinational collaboration has found a refusal to accept the airborne spread of COVID and a failure to provide the necessary protections has driven hundreds of thousands of preventable infections and more than 20,000 deaths within the global healthcare workforce. The researchers are calling for major changes to address infection, death, overwork and stress of healthcare workers worldwide.
This was a consensus set of recommendations across the researchers in Australia, the UK, the US and Canada.
Dr. Benjamin Vaness is co-founder of Healthcare Workers Australia.
Governments need to acknowledge that SARS-CoV-2 is transmitted by airborne particles, revise their guidelines and therefore also provide workers with appropriate protection against airborne transmission. But there are other controls above that, such as engineering controls, like improvements in the ventilation of workplaces, which are absolutely essential. We've said that the report of the SARS Commission in Canada must be used as a roadmap for change. And that includes, in particular, its call to respect the precautionary principle, to involve the workforce in decision making, and for all of our healthcare systems to prepare well in advance of future epidemics and pandemics and not allow the mistakes that have been made during the COVID-19 pandemic to recur again.
Dr. Benjamin Vaness is the co-founder of Healthcare Workers Australia. Emily Burke with that report.